All right. Can you hear me? Can you hear Jake?
And can you hear me?
I think Winamp's hearing both of us, so we may have lucked out yet again.
All right. It actually takes us 30 seconds instead of 30 minutes to get our audio shit.
That's pretty friggin' awesome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to 120 minutes of pajamas with Mr. Skullhead and Jake. We're your hosts, Jake and...
And Mighty Bjorn.
And the slow to react, as always, Mr. Skullhead.
I had a mouthful of your mom. Well, actually, I had a mouthful of holiday spiced Pepsi, which tastes a bit like ginger ale, grenadine, and Pepsi. It's not unpleasant, but it's not something that I'm going to actively seek out in the future.
Wow. You say it tastes like a combination of ass, and ass?
I think grenadine's tasty.
Well, I don't know. When we moved across country when I was like 12, there was a bottle of grenadine packed in the box with my yearbooks for some reason, which broke, and so all of my junior high yearbooks got covered with grenadine.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean not covered, but you know, they just looked to be appropriately bloodstained. All right, everybody. As always, the. Way to get in touch with us during our little show here, the way that we usually end up spending the most time on is through private messages in the chat to the player Radio Bugbear. That's RadioBugbear, all one word. We'll talk about those and make fun of each other's moms. And also, you can get a hold of us by using Skype. That's the voiceover IP program Skype, available at skype.com, skype.com. And give a call to Radio Jick, and I will attempt to add you to my contact list, and then later attempt to invite you into a conference call with us so that we can chat.
Which is usually when the whole thing goes south, but we must have faith. I've been assured on several accounts that we're doing okay.
Okay. So, hey, guess what I got since the last show, Mr. Skullhead?
What did you get besides
I got a scroungy-looking goatee.
Excellent. In a week? Did you start taking testosterone supplements?
That's why it's so scroungy looking. And then really, it was sort of back last week at the last show, it was less I have a goatee than I haven't shaved in like 6 or 7 days.
Right.
But when I finally did shave, it became the goatee. Let's see. I guess owing to the delay. Okay. Hey, now. All right. We're in there. Vita Londres says, just wanted to make sure you all saw this. Your audio sounds good to go. Good luck. Thank you, Vita Londres, as always. Al Bassoon says, how long is the wait for custom avatars these days? And it's and not as long as it was. I'm actually doing a pretty good job of staying on top of those. Do you have anything to add to that, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I can't say that I do. Not the Avenger says, I would just like to thank the Council of Loathing for finally recognizing that Yetis are the future. And yes, I believe that Yetis are the future, that we should teach them well and let them lead the way.
It's sad that you beat me to the exact same dumb joke that I was hurtling towards as soon as I saw that message. That's not sad. It's really happy for us and for everyone who enjoys our stupid crap.
By which you mean witty banter?
Okay. All right. Crapstorm says, hiya, just wondering if the Yetis will be returning to the peak. I miss slaughtering the stinking animal bastards. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeti phobe.
Yeah, boy. One thing we hadn't considered when planning out the next few days of this event is what's going to happen with the protesting thing, because it seems like a lot of people, they get kind of upset if they lose the ability to acquire an entry in the accomplishment list, which is a little weird. And I think the solution would be to, you know, say, make it so you can contribute to the maintenance of the Canon Museum, so that you can get on that one. And then maybe the Canon Museum will also have a virtual reality Yeti protest booth where you can pretend, you can waste turns pretending to waste turns protesting Yeti slaughter.
Or just have a misguided hippie who's still up there protesting, didn't get the memo.
And you still can get the sign?
Yeah.
Huh. That would actually be interesting, even if the sign actually had a weird random chance of giving you something. It would just cause people to waste a lot of adventures waving the sign around. Let's see. Riff says, Q. How much meat has the whole mob hits thing burned? Apparently having mistaken me for Q, the member of a race of supreme beings from Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation.
Do you suppose that the that James Bond's Q was also a Q?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It would explain how he came up with all that cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier to, you know, just, I guess, manufacture it by manipulating reality at your whim than it is to actually have to invent, you know, a disposable razor with a missile launcher built into it. Riff says, how much meat has the whole mob hits thing burned? last I was looking, it's probably pretty close to 5 billion, which is good. I actually got some more detailed statistics on the distribution of wealth in the kingdom. And it was the results were whatever the opposite of disheartening is. Heartening. All right. So let me yank that up right now. You'd think I would have left it on the screen. All right, so used to be, like, in fact, middle of last week when I checked, there were about 200 players with over a billion meat. Which 200 players controlled about, what was it, 35% of the liquid meat?
Yeah.
The liquid meat.
Yeah, liquid meat.
So now there are only 71 players that have more than a billion meat. There are 806 players that have more than 100 million, and that includes that 71. And there are 4,000 and change who have more than 10 million. 14,000 and change who have more than a million. So really, now the overwhelming majority of the meat is in the hands of in a little less than 10%. But I don't think that's necessarily that bad. I think the smaller those numbers are, the better, and more so than the just overall amount of meat in the kingdom. Because the thing is, you look at those estimates, it's like, well, I don't know. I don't remember how much meat there really was before Black Sunday. Let's see. Brahe is saying that he has cable internet and is willing to mirror the radio station stream. I don't have any idea how to set that up. So if anybody who does know how to set that up is listening, feel free to set up a mirror, and then we will announce either in chat or on the radio here so that someone else can announce it in chat the URL for that mirror.
Are the radio bugbear messages coming in random order again?
It certainly looks like it. let me see.
So Crazy Foo says, I have a suggestion for a familiar called a bug. It could have the powers of a volleyball, leprechaun, and gravy fairy. It could be bought at the Mystery Store. And it also would slice, dice, and make julienne fries. Thanks for the suggestion, Crazy Foo, but I must ask that y'all not send in suggestions for this our power 2 hours. So,
Not necessarily don't send in suggestions, but not specific things like that. Yeah. I think it would be cool if there was the sword of Bung Blaster kind of thing. You know, you can say, I think it would be cool if there was... I can't think of an example of something that is okay.
Well, so like Albasoon says, it would be nice to have a quantity box next to cooking or combining. Actually, that was Ashaland that said that. Or Ashayond. For our
Riff also says Haya, by the way, to us, and I'm sure to all of the listeners, mm-hmm. all of the other listeners, including himself. Haya, Riff. Just going against the not allowed to suggest specific familiars thing, I'd like to read Vicious Weasel's suggestion that there be a giraffe familiar, because giraffes are tall and have horns, and it's really fun to say giraffe. You're right, that was fun.
Giraffe.
Michael says via Skype, I wonder if there were any thoughts on increasing the total number of adventures to 300, the total number that you can hold in one day. I kind of like it the way it is because, you know, my goal was for it to be okay to sit at like 5 days worth of adventures. The thing that I might do and the thing that actually wouldn't make some sense, I think, is to make the 200 limit not apply during the day. Have it only chop off at rollover so that if you accidentally ate and drank up to more than 200 turns, you wouldn't just waste them. Because I would imagine that some people sit there you know, they come back with 5 days a turn, so they're maxed out, and they eat something, and then they realize that the turns have just been burned. So, yeah, that's something I should change. But overall, the 200 limit needs to stay, because that's still 5 days at the number of turns you get per day. Well, I mean, this is a little less than 5 days if you have your campground tricked out and you're in a clan, but
occasionally
and you're wearing a watch and a chrome weapon.
Occasionally you have to go bathe or, you know, interact with real people or get your mail or something. So we don't want to provide a bottomless opportunity to adventure, because we fear that there are people that will take us up on that, and then we'd be responsible for their negligent deaths by starvation.
That is true. Boy, if you were me, I bet you would wish, as I do, that I remembered what I called the script that shows us the radio bugbear messages. Aha. It's called Radio Bugbear.
Radio.
These should still be in time order. Maybe it's, I don't know what's going on. Let's see. Oh, right. Feff points out there's also that trophy for protesting, too. So that's something that's going to be, unavailable to people who can't trophy. All right, which is more significant than the accomplishments list, says Riff. It's very good points, everybody. I'm glad that so many people know so much more about the implications of things that we talk and think about than we do, at least at first glance. Incy Wincy says, can you add an extra fund for, say, $1 billion to feed hippies to the Yetis? That is not a bad idea, actually. Or at least just some opportunity at some point. Sephiroth says, don't kill the Penguin Mafia. They are my friends. If they die, I'll have nothing left. Just wanted to say that, and I would like to know if when the Yetis come back, there will still be mob, presumably hits. And, No, there won't. Sorry. The mob penguins will still be around in some capacity. We haven't exactly decided, what yet, but, you'll still be able to get the cell phones and the Arias.
With the hit thing, the mob has finally gone too far, and the council really has to step in at that point. So, they're going to be contained, but not eliminated. You can never really get rid of the mafia.
Oh, that was an interesting set of sounds. Are we still connected?
That sucked. How do you stop somebody from calling?
Uh-oh. All right, well, first we can just say on the air, please stop calling, because that's screwing things up. What I did, Scully, was I had to replace the ringtone with a wave file that's like a tenth of a second of silence.
Yeah. So I just changed my privacy settings to tell them only people who I've authorized can call, but still, it's ringing. Joseph Hacker, hang the fuck up.
And 1 minute from now, when you hear this,
yes,
please,
for the love of all that's sacred and holy, damn, because I don't have a wave file that's only silence. I could have it ring like my disclaimer from Cuckoo Coo, talking about how this show contains a lot of bad language.
Let me see if I can send you. I mean, you're gonna have to restart Skype, I think, to get that change to take place. Or no, maybe you don't. Let me see if I can find.
I just sent out a system message.
This is something we really should have. So did they just guess your Skype name?
Well, he tried to add me to his contact list, and I said, you know, show me as invisible. The thing is, I can't. Oh, hey, reject. Awesome. There we go. And just, there wasn't a button anywhere, you just had to right-click to reject it, so.
Aha.
Fun with Skype. Learning to Skype, but we ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Alright, so what else do we got?
Oh, I don't know, what else do we have?
Lady Lorelei Ann points out the need for a Jick and Skullhead Show Frequently Asked Questions list by asking, when is the final level of the Sorceress Lair going to be available? And the answer is when it's finished and tested and implemented.
Baney Boy says, I like you. Do you like me? Check yes or no. Open bracket, close bracket, yes. Open bracket, close bracket, no. And, of course, the correct response is to draw your own box and write maybe next to it and check that box. Let's
Man,
see.
You
do
were that
not
girl that I hated in elementary school who would always do that. Anyhow, moving on.
No, I'm that girl who hated you in high school, by which I mean every girl.
Except, of course.
Because compare our records at that point. All right, Cowzilla says, take off your pants. That's something that I, sadly, was not able to do on television. Ketchup Ninja, the guy who got all the screensaver stuff going, actually, I think, was the guy there manning the 7-second delay switch. Here there's a 1-minute delay, so there's no way that the sensors would allow me to take off my pants on live internet radio.
And for me, it's too late.
Norel says, spelled like Morel, but with an N, hey, why don't the hippies start a mob/commune to rival the penguins?
Because they're all stoned.
Exactly.
And I think they're planning on doing that, you know, when they get around to it.
Crapstorm says, hi again. I hear some rumors about a PvP casino sort of thing. Is this a possibility? In that anything is possible.
Well, Baelix
Baelix
and Texmorph.
That I actually only recently found out about. If somebody comes up with a feasible way to do, you know, some sort of player versus player gambling thing, I don't really feel like writing another set of code on the order of the chat, which is what it would really have to be in order to allow real time enough interaction to make that kind of thing feasible. Unless it was like play by mail poker, where you just take a picture of your hand and send it. That would be the best game ever. Interestingly enough,
and not
all
by
five of us have four aces again.
Not by email, either. Snail mail.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody to be the pot, where you just mail your chips to them and they mail them out to the winner.
Right. And you'd also have the advantage of being able to call the kettle black. Necromancer dude says, unplug the phone. Maybe a little unclear on the concept. Clumpy says, we need more obscure They Might Be Giants references. No, absolutely.
Well, you know, I've got a match. You're embracing my collapse. Hope that helps.
Polaris says, as I sit here at my computer desk, all alone, listening to KLL Radio and drinking Gatorade, I've suddenly realized what a loser I am. We're all losers, aren't we? And then one of those anime surprised faces, or maybe sad faces. O_O. Well, what you do in that case is switch from Gatorade to beer, because then you don't realize what a loser you are.
I would say that we're not losers at all. You know, we're interacting with people. We're having fun. We're not sitting in front of the couch watching reruns. We are the elite. We are the future. And those who don't realize it are the ones that are going to be first against the wall when the revolution comes.
That's what
I tell myself. Anyway. And as Tom Petty told us, even the losers get lucky sometimes. So.
What's up with all the Tom Petty quotes this evening?
How many have there been?
Well, there was learning to Skype.
Oh, right.
And then there was at least one other one, I think.
I'll switch to Tom Jones for a while.
Please, okay, never mind. Tom Petty is right. Did I tell you about that dream I had where Tom Petty was my girlfriend's dad?
No.
Yeah, and it was weird. It was Christmas, and she was like, oh, I'm all excited for Dad to see the Christmas present that I got him. And we're like waiting at this house that turns out is Tom Petty's house, because Tom Petty is her dad. And she's like, hey, Dad, check out this present I got you. And the deal was that the top floor of Tom Petty's house didn't have any walls. You were just sort of walking around on the top of the ceiling of the rooms underneath it, and you had to jump over the hallways and stuff. So the present that she had got were these like sort of rails to prevent you from falling off into the bottom floor. I thought that was a pretty good present.
That's good radio. I like the fact that this is going to be archived.
Yep.
Every stunning detail can be relived. Shield has a... Shield's got a good question. Will you make a colored custom avatar ever? Something more colorful would attract lots of players, say for 7 Mr. A's in the store, and people with normal would already... People with normal already only pay 2 more to get it, I think is what he means.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I want to stay away from colored game content.
Racist.
Yeah, I know.
Sensen also pointing out the need for a radio frequently asked questions, and I'm not giving you shit, guys, when I say that, because I know that this may be your first time listening, but these are things that we talk about a lot. Are there any plans for a bank or a meat investment kind of thing, something that earns you meat for being intelligent with it? And the jokes in the game are great. Thank you, Sensen. But I think what we really want to avoid at this point is anything that creates meat for free. Even if it's...
Yeah. There's really... I mean, back... I know that all of the games that were sort of the spiritual predecessors of this game, that being, you know, Legend of the Red Dragon and all the BBS door game RPGs, for the most part, had banks. And it's okay, I think, for a game like that where the player-to-player interactions are really limited and a very, very large game world is going to contain maybe 50 or 60 people. It's not that big a deal for you to be able to just, you know, sort of get compound interest on the currency that you have. But, I don't think that there is any kind of an interest-earning bank in any of the major MMOs right now, and I think that there's probably a very good reason for that, with their reasons being the same as our reasons, just not wanting meat for nothing, but indeed wanting chicks for free.
Totally.
Riff says, and again, this very, very insightfully and correctly, there was an idea way back about the Yakuza to be rivals for the Penguins. And that is an idea that I like a lot, though I think maybe the Yakuza needs to come in later and be a replacement for the Penguins when we decide to start being really mean to the players again and favoring the exploiters. Now, I mean, if there had been a way that it occurred to us recently to work that in, I still think it's a really funny idea, just because yaks. I mean, it's pretty easy to draw a yak head on a stick figure, too.
Yeah.
And then we'd get to make fun of Asians, because, as we all know, it's just totally okay to make fun of Asians.
That's what society seems to be teaching us. Big Kevin...
Yep.
Wait, what would... Mayday? I don't know. Big Kevin M84 says, "Who's laughing in the background? Is it a laugh track?" And that would be really clever, Ben.
No, who's laughing in the background is Doc Galactic again. He's got the he's got an output only headset on, namely because the microphone doesn't work on the other headset, and also you don't want to hear what he has to say about any of this stuff. Let's see. We were hoping... Is Devstorm somebody we know?
No.
Okay, because that's kind of weird. We were hoping you might invent a utilikilt as part of a new costume. The joke on Radio IRC... What's Radio IRC?
The chat on the radio/KOL website. Radio-KOL.
Oh. Huh, that's weird. I was not aware of the existence of that. Was that wearing the kilt and a certain hat would create a Dragon Ball outfit? Oh, right, because, yeah, if you're wearing a kilt, your balls would be dragon if you were a dude. Cessna says, how about some sort of betting on familiar races? Like an arena where you actually compete your familiars against your opponent's familiars? The problem with that is the real sort of lack of differentiation between familiars. There aren't that many dimensions on which they can vary, so it would really be pretty random. Captain Capitalism asks, what kind of cheese do you prefer? I like provolone, and I like string cheese.
His girlfriend, Moonlit Day, eats string cheese like taking a bite out of the entire cylinder of cheese, which just really makes the baby Jesus weep. But I'm a smoker.
Yeah, I remember. It was actually Mr. Skullhead who taught me how to eat string cheese. I had never had it before I moved to the place that we met in high school. And he said, "Hey, you want some string cheese?" And I'm like, "Sure." And I just took a big bite of it. And then he called me a blasphemer and taught me the way. She knows the way. She just refuses to do it.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it really is. Cornox says, just curious if you might ever add a quantity to the rest button. Yeah. No, that's something I'm going to do. we're pretty much ready to roll out some new dreams. And so maybe that would be a good change to make while I'm in there futzing with that particular code. Yeah, you hear that, everybody? I announced it, so now I actually have to do it.
Ah.
Chachi says, how much liquid meat is out there? It is, all told, somewhere in the neighborhood of like 470 billion. Down from like 510 billion at the beginning of the week, which is cool. But, yeah, it's that number, just based on the sort of new stats that I scripted out tonight, that number I don't think is all that important. I think the really what's important is the distribution of it. You know, the total amount is like whatever. A lot of it goes away as accounts get disabled for inactivity, too. So, you know, it's just, we'll see what happens, but it's going down.
Do we have a list in the accomplishments for donating to the Breeding Yeti Fund?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Somebody was asking about that in the forums.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, I've got so many incoming Skype calls that I just haven't been paying attention to. And now you get to listen to me add that to the accomplishments list, because I'll forget. Oops.
While he does that... Che asks, Dear Jick and or Scully, would one of you please sing me a song? I love the Beatles and Bob Dylan and Neutral Milk Hotel. Love, Che. So, you know, while Jake's typing, I'm going to break one of the fundamental rules of our agreement, and sure, I can do that, you know. What a curious face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun.
Yeah, you don't even know the right words.
What a, sing us a song, you're the piano man, is blowing in the wind.
Wait, she didn't say Billy Joel in that list, did she?
Eleanor Rigby, she picks up the rice at the church where the wedding has been.
I can't believe you just got Billy Joel and the Beatles mixed up.
No, I had to throw the Billy Joel in there because I'm singing a song. And I am the piano man. And fuck you, Billy Joel's cool. Let's see.
I have nothing against Billy Joel. It's just that, you know, I knew the Beatles. I worked with the Beatles for 10 years, and you, Mr. Joel, know the Beatles. let's see. Yeti Fund.
Jake and I used to give each other endless amounts of crap because in high school, I hated all of the music that was popular, and so I listened to like Billy Joel, and while he was listening to Nine Inch Nails, and he tried to get me into Nine Inch Nails, and I tried to get him into Billy Joel, and I still hate Nine Inch Nails, and now he gives oral sex to Billy Joel, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, well, he's driving. That's why he's always crashing his car into everything that isn't moving. All right, well, let's see. Yeah, this is, again, good radio. Okay, now there's an accomplishment for the contributing to the Yeti Fund. Let's see what the Yeti Fund is up to. Man, you know, I hate this thing that Windows XP does where you get a certain number of of tasks running, and it puts like scroll bars on that thing down at the bottom, the taskbar.
Right.
This is an awesome story. Actually, I think the biggest problem is that I turn off the group the icons in the taskbar by the same application.
You turn off the groupy icons?
Yes, I do. Shut off all the groupy icons. Jaster Muriel says, play some Skinnerd. But he sent that as a private message to Jick, so I didn't actually see it.
Freebird.
We've got Blanky McAnonymous, not his real name, although that'd be a cool name for a character. Say, how do you become a mod? How do you become a mod, Mr. Skullhead?
You become a mod by a process that involves not asking to become a mod, as a general rule.
Absolutely.
Pantychrist Superstar, which is a decent band, says, please sing a Ween tune, to which I respond, Ween sucks ass, but I'm sure Chick has another check on that.
Another chick on that?
I'm sure Tick has another Jake on that.
Cowzilla asks, have you thought of getting rid of the adventure system altogether? No.
We've also thought about just taking the entire game offline, you know. No, we haven't. Jesus, that's going to be all over the forums.
Buck Turgidson, which is another cool name, says, asterisk, 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 shameless ass-kissing, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. New to the game and totally love it. Is there a halfway for KOL addicts? No, but there should be.
You have to go all the way. There's no halfway.
Tenku says, speaking of Legend of the Red Dragon, I remember one of my favorite places was Barak's House, especially the chest in the basement. Any plans to add something like Barak's House to Kingdom of Loathing? I mean, I would argue that almost everything in Kingdom of Loathing is somewhat like Barak's House. Although I think that was one of the, like, add-ons to it that I'm not really sure I ever played in one that had. Thor the Mighty says, the KOL player picks has been updated again. Sorry for the delay. Adra was attacked by midget ninjas wielding soiled diaper bombs. She just got out of the coma. Sailor Bowser says, how did you come up with the idea for the mob penguins? I'm pretty sure that was yours, wasn't it, Scully?
I think so. And it just, you know, mob bosses in movies and whatnot always wear tuxedos. And when I think tuxedos, I think penguins. And penguin mafia. Plus, I like the idea of something as, like, cute and ungainly as a penguin being, like, a smooth mob boss. You know, it's a creative process at work.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty gainly penguins in my time.
Opie, any idea why the chat has been eating so many messages lately and is a fix in progress?
I actually wasn't aware that it was a serious problem. I think at one time I figured out why it was happening, but then I did something else that fixed it. So I wonder if maybe my initial figuring out why it was happening, because what was happening a lot of times before was just the script that displays new chat messages was bailing after it said that you had seen the message, but before it actually displayed the message. And a lot of what was happening when I first switched to multiple servers had to do with using the web server's timestamp instead of the database server's timestamp. And the web servers are all at different times, just by a few seconds, but it screws things up. But, I mean, I'll look into it. If I can get it to happen consistently, it would really help, which I don't think I can. I do have some ideas, though, so I can give that a shot. I'll take a look at it now that I know it's a bigger deal. Baney Boy says, now that he knows that maybe we like him, is it possible to make KOL a socialistic game where we all get the same amount of money no matter what? P.S. Communism would be better. P.P.S. I hate capitalism.
Capitalism.
Incy Wincy says, did either of you try and steal a girl from the other when you were at school together?
Well,
I never had any girls for Mr. Skullhead to try and steal, and Mr. Skullhead only dated crazy goth girls, and I didn't yet understand how awesome crazy goth girls were.
Yeah, there was just the one. But then there were... Yeah. Oh, let's not go all the way back into high school. That's a useful question I saw somewhere in here. Damn it. There was a good question that... Big Kevin, Mate 4, says, I think it would be nice to have a trade all option at the Hermitage. I concur with that wholeheartedly. What do you think?
Yeah. No. Okay. Brutal. Has anyone ever peed in the server during a drunken stupor? No, because the server is in Texas, and nobody in Texas drinks.
Well, we should say that, as far as we know, no.
Yeah,
neither of us.
One of us probably would have if the servers were actually here in the Kingdom of Loathing home office, but they're not, so we haven't. Shield says, when will KOL have a Futurama reference? I want to hear something saying bite my shiny metal ass. Maybe the magic Mechamec could say bite my shiny metal ass. I don't know. You know, there were Futurama.
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with Futurama as I am with a lot of things. I like Futurama, but I can't really think of anything that jumps out at me as being cool. All of the cool things, in my opinion, from Futurama are like the, you know, just sort of weird computer references and stuff that, in a lot of cases, just wouldn't be that appropriate to the whole really consistent, anachronism-free medieval fantasy theme that we've got going here.
Yeah, we would really hate to add any reference to any kind of machinery. That would really queer our deal.
Yeah.
We need more Monty Python references, says Ashalond, or Ashayond for our friends south of the border. And you'll get them. Very, very soon.
Does a stuffed shoulder parrot not have a parrot reference?
Jesus, I don't think it does. It should at least be...
How did we miss that?
...or something, yeah. Occasionally we have to retrofit our references.
Yep. Well, speaking of which, did you see what Cold Front has done with the references?
No, they changed it?
Well, they've apparently, either that thread and Nietzsche's page has just grown by leaps and bounds since the last time I looked at it, or Cold Front has started accepting contributions, and it's just gotten insanely detailed and comprehensive, because it's real cool. I also I was working with Nicodemus a little bit today and got the custom avatar gallery set up. So now, as I do new custom avatars for people, they will show up in that thing. Jastra Muriel brings up a good question, one that this is maybe not the most appropriate venue to talk about in, but nevertheless, I will. I made my own avatar. What would it take to be able to use it in KOL? There have been a couple of times when I have taken people's avatars that they made for themselves and used them as their avatar, but it really needs to look like something I would put together, because there's a sort of a consistency to the way that I mix the images together that I just kind of don't want stuff to violate. A lot of times it's pretty skillfully done and I'm okay to just use it, but then a lot of times there's kind of weird stuff in it that I don't. I've been getting a lot of avatar requests that ask that there be like a sign in it that says something, and that's a little trickier. Just because it, you know, that violates the terms for the avatars in a way that creates quite a bit more work and just slows everything down. So, you know, I mean, this is a difference. I get, you know, the mods were kind of a special case in that, you know, it didn't take too long to put three letters on something, but everybody please stick to the guidelines. Everything will happen a lot faster. Well, let's see who we've got to maybe talk to. Again, I've scrolled down to the bottom of my contact list. Let's see who this is.
Why am I suddenly getting sounds on my AIM for the sake of luck?
Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
Megri.
Megri. How do you spell Megri?
Okay. Say that again.
how you doing tonight? Anything in particular you wanted to talk to us about?
I think we need commas in the meat numbers.
Where in particular?
Everywhere. For God's sake.
Right, okay. No. It's just randomly every one to four digits. I know. I mean, like, where do you find yourself saying, God damn it, I wish there were commas in this meat number right here? Because, I pretty much as people have asked for it in specific places, I've gone through and kind of stuck it in there. I haven't wanted to take on the project of going through every single place that it displays meat and put it in there. But what do you think?
Well, just on the main window.
Oh, right, just like where it displays. Wow. Would think that that would have been one of the first places that I checked. let's see. I'm going to write myself a note. Note to self. Commas in meet on character. Pain.
Touched the puppet head.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that suggestion, and thank you for being available to speak to us on the radio. Anything else there at the end of the line?
You guys are doing great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was nice talking to you.
Yep. You too.
All right. So that actually went a little bit more smoothly than most of the call-ins so far. Unless I've somehow gotten disconnected from you. Are you there, Mr. Skullhead?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Skullhead. I'm reading some of the cold front things, and I love it when they find references that we didn't put in there.
Yeah.
Like the filthy hippie rubbing pine needles under his arms. That was just something that sounded funny to me, and apparently they used to do that in ancient Rome. So good on the ancient Romans. Though they were a bunch of hippies, they... wearing robes and sandals, I guess. Yeah.
The ancient Roman hippies were centuries ahead of their time.
Word.
I'll tell you what's going to happen right now. Lavender developer needs beer badly, so I'm going to hop off of here, grab a beer out of the refrigerator, which is located conveniently just out of reach of the... Oh, no, wait. I guess Doc Galactic is going to go get me a beer.
Don't leave me by myself, man.
I'm sorry. You know, this is how much I trust you. Let's see. Bri says having the commas in meet in green messages would be nice when announcing. Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that. Okay. Oh, thanks, man. All right. I got a beer. Delicious Sierra Nevada. Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
Pear air. So I got a delicious Sierra Nevada pale ale, which is pretty much the finest beer that there is. Arguably, but not with me.
I can't drink any pale ale since American Pie.
That's because of the reaction of the lining of your vagina to hops.
Hey, I like the darkest, bitterest beer that you can ever find. That's a masculine beer. Pale ale is just, you know, suitable for mixing with semen.
Oh, right.
Well, as American Pie taught us, you know, if it's in the movies, it must be true. Crazy Foo says, could we ever be so lucky as to get custom items from donating meat or once again at the Mr. A shop, et cetera, et cetera? Probably not, I'm inclined to say.
Yeah, probably not. I had thought a while back about creating a system whereby people could trade in Mr. Accessories for custom items, like have like a base item, you know, costs like a Mr. Accessory, and then have you able to add selections from a list of different enchantments that cost different, you know, varying amounts of Mr. Accessories depending on how powerful they were, and then let you name the item and pick from a bunch of pictures. Like, sort of, it would have to be run by us to make sure that, you know, we don't immediately get the
Tech-lit.
Yeah, that's the reason that's funny is because a long time ago we were talking about allowing people to create packages full of items to send in messages before we allowed multiple items to be sent in a message, and then we were talking about whether or not we should allow people to name them, and we just decided against it because we would just end up with the mall and every place else flooded with packages called OMG Tech-lit, because that's what people do when you let them name things after anything. Like the mall stores.
Is there a mall store called Omchiclet?
I don't know.
If not, I think I'm going to sell my store and make a new one. Giggs has a good question, though.
There is. What is the official KOL stance on bots, particularly mall bots? It's very much like our stance on being forced to take an official stance on something in public. I don't like mall bots. This is something that Giggs has been helping me sort of brainstorm on a way to deal with. I like bots in general. Chatbot is awesome. A lot of the things that people have done are really cool, and I would hate to create an environment that wasn't friendly to that kind of kind of creativity and what's the word that I'm looking for? Innovation and also creativity again. Mallbots, though, my problem is that I have a hard time defining what is acceptable behavior and what is not acceptable behavior. Having it search the mall every second, all day, is unacceptable. Brateron. And is not cool. But, I've yet to lay down a set of rules. One, because it is a big deal database hit-wise, but it's not like a huge big deal database hit-wise. I mean, it's not really that much worse than if somebody was logged on 24 hours a day. In terms of the pressure that it actually puts on there, if that's all that it's doing. So yeah, my official stance is that I haven't figured out an official stance yet. As I'm sure you can tell by the way that we've dealt with the policies from the dawn of time until now, I don't like making rules, you know? It's like, we don't want this to be a place where every single thing you could possibly do wrong is expressly forbidden by some policy, because then you end up with a society like the one we live in real life, and the whole point of games is escapism, you know? So they're pretty vague, and I kind of like to keep it that way, because I would like to think that we are all reasonable enough people to get along. I think that the sad truth is that we are clearly not. But yeah, so I don't like making rules, and that's why I'm making rules on the Mallbots thing so far.
Generally, we like to give people the opportunity, like, instead of assuming that everyone's a fuck-up, we assume that everyone's a decent person, and then deal with the fuck-ups when they raise their head. So I think people are less inclined to be fuck-ups if you don't assume that they are. So that's kind of the unofficial.
Huh, Cownby brings up a really interesting point. Would you consider putting the new radio items as a gift for donating real money to Radio KOL? That's something, that's a suggestion you might want to run by Sever or Toe.
I was kind of thinking they would.
Or Seven or whoever it is most likely to. You were kind of thinking they wouldn't?
I was thinking they would.
Oh, that they would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Then, yes, apparently we've already decided that. It's a good idea, because, they need to get money from people, because they won't take it from us. We'll talk to them about that. Shig says, do you like The Simpsons or Family Guy better? I'd say I like them equally.
I think there hasn't been enough Family Guy for me to say that I like it better.
And there is about to be. They are mostly done producing the first season.
And I'm more of a softy at heart, so I kind of like The Simpsons a little more. But, what can we say?
Just because it's a little more family-friendly?
No, not that. Just that it's a little less cynical.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean, I guess probably the actual answer is I kind of like the Family Guy better, but I like the Family Guy is funnier, but the Simpsons is better at being funny in the real specific way that I like things to be funny, which is like obscure references to stuff. So, I guess I am copping out and saying that I like them both for very different reasons. Cessna asks, will there be a headless rocking horse? I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, right now there's a lot of them. We just don't know where the hell they are.
Exactly.
Those heads aren't coming from nowhere. It's not like we coded an item in a database that is created when you take a certain action.
Sensen says we are fading in and out randomly. That's weird.
That's an unfortunate thing, and that's really not so good. Okay, I'll stop rocking back and forth. By the way, Cuckoo Coo Store is now entitled Omgticklet. So that void has been
excellent.
Filled. Rock on, Coo.
Buck Turgidson says, I love Sierra Nevada. Excellent.
Wasn't Buck Turgidson one of the other names from Space Mutiny that gave us, big McLarge Huge and brick rock wall, and send, you know.
I don't know. I, if only there were some vast network of computers that we could consult that contained all of the information ever recorded by mankind. Let's see. I think a search for big, McLarge, huge brings up a page somewhere that just has a list of every single one of those. Actually, no. What it brings up is a bunch of those things that return results in Google that just contain whatever it is that you just typed.
Which is why Google is getting less and less useful. But anyhow, Lorelai Ann says, I can't believe you guys didn't do well with girls in high school. You believe it if you were there. What are your real names? Are those enough in the public domain now that we should tell, we can say that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I'm Josh.
I'm Zach.
And we are here to pump you up.
There is a crunch butt steak in in that particular Mystery Science Theater episode. But there's no... There's a buck plank chest, but there's a nobody turgidson.
Okay.
What does the word turgid even mean? If only there were some...
I have only heard it referred to in gorged penises.
Huh. Well, that probably says more about your choice of literature than the actual definition of the word. Let's see. Being in a state of distension, swollen or tumid, exhibiting turgor, which is a word that we need to use, or excessively embellished in style or language.
I am turgor.
You're an English major, and yet you still consider the word turgid to only apply to members.
But swollen or distended and tumid all are boner words, man. Like, tumescence is the state of bonerness, pretty much.
But see, it's really...
It's just like when I say impotent, nobody thinks I'm talking about anything other than the penis, when it really just means
lacking
in power.
General Buck Turgeson was the general in Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, cool.
Huh. Which I just saw. Awesome. That is the official Kingdom of Loathing fax machine, which gets nothing but about 30 calls a day from telemarketers. Thank you, official Kingdom of Loathing fax machine.
Fax and marketers. You are much better equipped to be on your own for about 10 seconds, so I'm going to go grab a drink and be right back.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do here is just I'm going to speculate on what Mr. Skullhead is getting to drink. My main guess is a gigantic glass of semen, because I know he likes to keep several of those on hand. I guess number two would be strawberry milk, because he seems like the kind of guy who probably thinks that strawberry milk is something other than objectionable. Nicotoni suggests that I try Old Peculiar stout beer. Or maybe he was suggesting that to Mr. Skullhead, because I'm not a big fan of stouts. I am a big fan of making really loud squeaking noises with my chair, just due to my general sort of neurotic, fidgety nature that are probably pretty irritating to those listening to me on the air. All right, a lot more people saying that Buck Turgidson was a character from Dr. Strangelove. So thank you, everybody. That's one of the best things about this community is that you guys just know stuff about stuff. Hey, speaking of which, if anybody... Nobody knows who's listening right now if there exists a any kind of cheap machine that converts a signal from S video to component video, because the guy at Radio Shack says that it's impossible, and the guy at Radio Shack is clearly full of shit. So if anybody knows if such a thing exists and costs less than like $1,000, then please let us know. Gig said there was a thought you had on your last show about packaging buffs. Is this coming closer to being realized? I want to think about it some more because I want to consider the implications of it very carefully before I actually do it. I think there were a lot of people now who sell buffs in the chat who feel that they would not be able to do so were that thing to go in. The other thing, one kind of problem that I have with it is it allows you to burn MPE whether you actually have anything meaningful to do with it or not, which is what leads to everybody having millions of turns of the self buff level zero skills, which is not cool. I don't know. It's something that we just need to think about more. Are you back, Mr. Skullhead?
I am back.
Awesome. What did you get to drink?
I am drinking a mixture of iced tea and cranberry juice and eating a raw quesadilla.
Huh.
Because I'm very, very hungry but didn't want to spend the time to microwave, so just a bunch of grated cheese on a tortilla, which is really hard to keep together, but I'm getting by.
You could just sit on it for a few minutes.
Yeah, you can sit on this for a few minutes.
Yeah, that would work better if you were, you know, here and showing me something.
Right.
Although I'm very much glad that you're not. Okay. Well, should we take another call?
Let's.
Irish FFM. Be invited. Connecting. Ringing.
Let's see if we can get our Irish up.
Boy, Skype has some irritating habits. All right, looks like we're not going to get Irish FFM on all up about this biatch. All right. See, this is weird. I'm not sure if I should say people's Skype names out loud, because it seems like in a lot of cases they are their real names, and I don't know that people want those. That we've got another E with audio D. What do you suppose that means, Mr. Skullhead?
Doesn't E stand for energy? And
D stands for distance.
Yeah. So it's energy to the audio distance, pretty much.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yab says there's not only a machine to convert S-video to component video, but I bought one at Radio Shack. It's just a cord, not a machine, with S-video on one end and a component on the other.
Huh. I wonder if... that's interesting. Now, see, I'm especially pissed off at the guy at Radio Shack.
They should give Radio Shack employees buttons that say, just because I work here doesn't mean I know anything.
The bub wants to know the fax number so he can fax us pictures of glasses of semen and strawberry milk. And no, that is exactly why no one is allowed to have the fax number. Wayno Insano says, how long before you think the Yetis will return? I already think the Yetis will return. How long before the Yetis will return do I think it will be? Couple days. Depends on how much meat the council gathers.
Word.
Polaris_ says, will you marry me? Sorry, I'm already betrothed.
As am I. There's $289 million in the Yeti Fund thus far.
Woot. That'll get there. It looks as though people are sending me... Wow, that was awesome. If I actually am able to find the machine that I just called out... S-Video... Not S-Video to... All right, I've been sent a link to an S-Video to composite converter, but what I need is a component, not composite. And fuck you, whoever named those two things. So similarly.
So you want composite or component?
I want component.
Ah.
And yeah,
because
it's
composite
irritating.
Is,
I bought that Pelican system selector thing that they were pimping on Penny Arcade, right? Thinking that it would allow me to not have to constantly switch the inputs on my TV whenever I wanted to go from like cable to playing video games. The cable only has S-video output, and all the games have component output except for the GameCube, which for some reason just doesn't. I don't know if it's a game. Maybe it's not the GameCube. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. I think it's the GameCube, though. Yeah, so I can't use the system selector without still changing the inputs on the TV. Again, excellent, excellent radio. TechSmurf says, will we ever get a full hit point restoration again? It depends on how you mean. Isn't there still some stuff that does give you all your hit points back?
I think so.
Yeah, I thought there was too. And probably, you know, maybe not a rollover.
Big Kevin
is working pretty well the way it is now.
Big Kevin Mafor asks, wait a minute, both of you live in Phoenix, Arizona, so why are you not in the same place? The simple, short answer is we don't both live in Phoenix, Arizona. Just so.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we wanted to make it, you know, like the president and the vice president, so if, you know, one of us gets taken out, you know, like if I get taken out, Jake can just continue on, and if Jake gets taken out, we're fucked. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know. Huh. So there's a device that is a DVD recorder that can apparently do the conversion that I want. But see, that's my, you know, not wanting to buy a DVD recorder part of my personality coming out and saying that's not cool.
Cuckoo asks that she be Skyped in. So I'll ask her if she has a question or if she just wants to talk sexy for a while, or what's going on. You know what makes for good radio, Jake?
Silence.
Lots and lots of dead air.
Find deals for Avid Mojo composite component converter accelerator for as low as $1,400. Thanks, Giggs.
Awesome.
It's really probably just quoting a Google text ad. Belgarion says, by the way, that he does quesadillas on the range top. I do cows out on the range.
I'm sure you do.
more silence. let's see. Obfus Jake, which is a cool name, yep, says, do you think us seal clubbers will ever get a skill we could use our nigh limitless massive MP on? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Ooh. Wow, what the hell? Just a cable. No? Composite again. Yeah.
My sister, my daughter, my sister, my daughter.
Sister, daughter, sister, daughter. When the hits stop, what are we to do with the mob contracts? Asks Hipcat Jack. That's a pretty good question. And it probably has a pretty good answer. It's just that it's not a pretty good answer that we're going to be able to provide for you right now. Cownby says, I've noticed there is a children's meal of the damned at mall. It reads, this is not here yet. Does it mean that the item is illegal up to now and we should not buy or touch them? Yeah, I would say leave it alone. Because there's a chance, since it's one of those things that never actually got put into the game, so that every single one of them exists as a result of a bug, that it's pretty much my prerogative to nuke them whenever I actually want to put them in, if I decide to do that. So, you know, and you're really wasting your money if you're buying it as a rare, because it will eventually become really common when it does get put in. So I'm sure you can guess where it comes from. Let's see. Gugas asks, why isn't there any corn in the kingdom? Is the taco shell a flour tortilla? That's a good question. I don't know why there isn't any corn in the kingdom.
There isn't any corn with a K in the kingdom either. And that's a good thing.
Which is really a shame.
Jake hearts it.
Because I heart corn, as we all know. Let's see. We're gonna invite fuck you into the conversation here. Or fuck you. I can never quite tell. You know, this would be a great opportunity for us to ask him how to pronounce fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Inviting to conference. Ringing. Hello, fuck you.
What's up, guys?
So, how do you pronounce your name there, son?
What's up?
Huh?
What's going on back there?
Who is that?
Dear God, what happened?
I'm scared and confused. So how do you pronounce your name, man?
What, the cake boy?
No, the F-U-C...
Oh, fucked you.
It's fucked you? Okay. Awesome. So, what's going on?
Not too much, just hanging out.
Yeah? What are you doing tonight?
Little principles of mathematics homework and probability and statistics.
Oh, yeah? What's your major?
Biomedical engineering.
And where do you go to school?
Crazy.
St. Louis University.
In Wichita?
Yeah, in Wichita.
All right, awesome. I'm actually, no. I was going to say that I was going to be in St. Louis in a week or so, but I'm not going to be in St. Louis in a week or so because we decided to fly into Indianapolis Airport instead of St. Louis Airport to go to my home in the sticks of Southern Illinois for Thanksgiving. What did you want to talk about tonight, Fucked You / Cake Boy 07?
I just thought I'd give you guys a call, just kind of wondering what's up.
Not a whole lot other than what you've been hearing for the last 1 hour and 12 minutes, or 72 minutes as we like to call it. Anything in particular you'd like us to talk about with you?
Well, I wasn't on earlier because the server was full.
Ah.
So, I got a question for you.
Are you right?
Shoot.
There's been a lot of bitching going on in Villa lately. And I was just wondering how much attention you guys necessarily pay to them, or if you don't really.
Pay to the bitching or pay to Villa?
Kind of both.
I don't pay a lot of attention to Villa. People, there are usually people in my kind of camp who are listening to Villa, and they give me the highlights if somebody says something particularly objectionable and I decide to make an appearance. But, you know, it's a channel that we pretty much created for people so that we could ignore them by having them in their own channel, you know. I mean, and so it's not like there's anything wrong with it. It's just not the kind of thing that, you know, certainly not the kind of thing that I want to squander any of our mod resources on or that kind of thing. So, I mean, they're pretty much on their own. But, you know, as far as the complaints, yes, we listen to the complaints. I mean, when we respond to the complaints and Mr. Skullhead gets angry and personally attacks everyone who levels constructive criticism at us,
as been frequently
has been demonstrated in the forums. We do listen, and it's just something that you have to keep in mind, though, is that no matter what you do, somebody is going to complain about it. You know, there are people who, if they wrote A History of Loathing instead of Trogdor, the History of Loathing would read like, you know, December 1st, I started playing. December 4th, Jick ruined the game. December 6th, Jick ruined the game. December 8th, Jick ruined the game. And you know, as Mr. Skullhead can attest, I am kind of a curmudgeon in real life, so I totally understand why you would be the kind of person who would just say that everything sucks, because, you know, not always everything does suck. But, you know, we listen, but we don't get our panties in a twist about it. You know, we do the things that we think are funny, and the things that we think are cool, and the things that we think are going to be good for the game, and overall it works.
Generally, the way that I try to respond,
That's cool. All right.
Is to try and tell people why we did something in the first place. You know, like, here is the process by which we decided that this would be a good thing to do. Here's what we hope it will do, and we'll have to see how it shakes out. And then people complain that we are rewarding bug exploiters by every single thing that we do, and they call me and Jake worthless idiot liars, and then I get annoyed.
I don't know. I kind of am a worthless idiot liar. Right. So it doesn't bother me that much. All right, man. Thanks for your call, Fuck Jagoo Cake Boy. We'll talk to you soon.
Later, Fuck Jagoo Cake Boy.
Take care.
QQQ asks to be included in our call.
That's Q.
You're making me start to stutter, you bastard.
What?
I'm trying not to do it, but when you're talking to someone for the first time, you tend to say the first couple words of a sentence over and over again. Like, so, what are you doing tonight? And now I'm picking it up. But
when I'm talking to someone for the first time.
Yeah,
did I just do it? Fuck! Man, now I can't stop.
Well, we can
I don't know. Does that count as a stutter? Fuck!
Well, what all I do instead of that is just have incredibly stilted speech. So I don't think my solution is any better.
The William Shatner School of Thought. William Shatner. Now that's going to drive me nuts because I'm going to notice it every time I do it. All right, let's invite Cuckoo in.
At least then I can start speaking with her accent. Something just dinged on my computer.
Ring. Ding.
Connecting.
Hello, hey. Cuckoo.
Did you miss me?
Oh, I certainly did.
It's been like a whole week.
I know.
Or two.
No, I think it's just been 1 week.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're a jobless bum like me, time just flies and you never know. I do have a job, though. I have a question this time.
What's that?
Oh, my God. This is exciting. Okay. First of all, I have to say that you guys are doing great with this whole mafia thing. And the way you're dealing with the flack is good. I really admire that. Secondly, another say thing, but not question. As the unofficial radio spokesperson, I'll take your money. It's a hard knock life, but I'll do what I have to do. I really will.
Well, you realize that you don't actually get the money, like, to buy pizza and stuff with. That it just pays for more bandwidth.
Dope. Well, I'll take your money, then.
Okay.
No, I kid, it's all right. I have a question, and this is... Oh, I had to say chatbot on air. Chatbot. Opie, suggested to you months and months and months ago, apparently, an idea for fishing in game.
Yes.
And he's been explaining to me a little bit the whole idea, and it kind of reminded me of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time, because I'm a game chick, and that's what I do. And he said that you'd mentioned that it would probably come into game at some point.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I've been sort of back-burnering for a long, long time. because really, a fishing system would be just like any other zone. You know, it would require a specific item to go into it, which would be a fishing pole. The theme of the zone would be fishing, and the results of the adventures that you got in the zone would be, you know, stats and items, most of which would probably be fish. So, you know, it wouldn't take that much. You know, I had thought about kind of putting it in as a regular MMO-style trade skill where you got better at it the more time you spent doing it and then, you know, got better and better fish, and you could purchase bait. And obviously that gives us the opportunity for you to, you know, start out as an apprentice baiter and then become a journeyman baiter and then become an expert baiter just because everyone would be expecting master.
Oh, my God. That would be so cool.
I don't know. You know, it's something that I have thought about, but it's something that when I put it in, I want it to be pretty substantial, and so I don't want to get started. I don't want to get started on things that are going to take me, like, several days to do when I should be working on Ascension stuff.
Yes, you should.
Naughty
man.
You should.
We need you to get over here with a paddle for him.
Actually, Koo, I had a question for you, so this is convenient.
That's the guy.
Whenever I said I would love to do the Hour of Power with you guys as long as it's not in the morning, and then I think the response was, does Monday morning work? And no, it doesn't. Is there a chance that you guys... I mean, you're up now. I think Amplitude is surely up now. So
Amplitude works night times, it's really hard to get him online. Having said that, though, I've got him to skip work about 3 times now. So it's to listen to you guys and to do other stuff. So I'm sure that there'll be a time. His thing as to Monday wasn't so much the Hour of Power as just to invite you in and have a little talk on Trainwreck Radio. Because our listeners were like, he promised us Jick, and you didn't give us Jick.
Yeah, and I really apologize. I read the... I didn't find out that it's going to be first thing in the morning, and I just can't do it. But, I'll come on the show. If you guys want to give me details, then I can hop on.
Well, I can do that when we're off air, if you ever give me your contact details.
All right, I'll try.
Also, I had to ask about something else, and it's just slipped my mind. Oh, I had to say thank you for the radio free stuff, because, oh my god, so sweet. But question, comment, pointy-outy thing. When I put on the radio DJ stuff, like the whole suit, I change into a note for me, but no one else can see it. Is that supposed to happen?
People were talking about that. I believe certain servers can't see that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was directed at Jake, because no, that really shouldn't happen.
That's weird.
Also, you gotta get yourself a custom avatar, Q.
Well, I say custom mysteries, and I've donated once. As soon as I have a job that pays more than what mine does, I'll get one.
You're not not wearing the radio pants now, Ku, so I can't check.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm wearing the silly skirt because I don't like the thing that it turns me into.
Oh, okay.
There have been a couple of people who have asked what the hell that picture is.
That was the God damn it! I haven't done this for a week because I can't figure out what the stupid costume is supposed to look like. And then Mr. Spillman saying, "How about a note with arms and legs?" And so what it basically ends up looking like is some weird, huge-assed bird.
It looks like one of your people with like a bumblebee butt and a horn face. It's great,
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I thought maybe I could do like a pair of quarter notes with legs and arms and a head on it.
I think I actually have figured out your fading in and out thing.
Oh yeah.
I'll message Mr. Skullhead and tell him how to fix it when I get off air.
Okay.
I that's mainly why I wanted to get on air, so I could troubleshoot for you, because it's really annoying when you're on air. And of course, you know, your geek fans and fangirls, need to hear every second. And when it fades in and out, it's basically where your bandwidth is killing itself. But you miss like about 2 seconds of talk. And it's,
I don't think we're actually missing any talk, because it sounds like it just puts the silence in there, and then the talk continues. But
the talk picks up where it leaves off.
Yeah.
Well, the buffer is just going to get bigger and bigger with that, I think. someone has just messaged me in chat and gone, "Too cheap to get a custom avatar." I see how it is. That's great.
Is not nice. Who's not cheap? Do you have any idea how much she cost me? Anyhow. What? Joking about, you know,
Zing.
Paying point. Money for... Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm gonna go back to listening to you guys.
All right, the problem where people can't see the note thing on certain servers should be fixed.
Now everyone can see...
Everyone can see the bumblebee-ass horn bird. Why did you suddenly get so far away from the microphone, Mr. Skullhead?
Because I leaned back in my chair.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask you to stop that.
All right, leaning forward in my chair again.
Having me on air with Mr. Skullhead means that you need to spend a lot of time away from the microphone. You have to forgive him for that. And
See, now it's perfectly okay for you to make sexual innuendos. When I do, I get the sounds of silence. Boy, you guys you're a rough crowd.
Pretty good. Yeah, I got the silence, too. I got the silence.
That's true. Now, instead of a silence...
Well, it's Jack's fault.
Instead of a silence, I think we need you fronting into the amplifier, Jack.
Okay, I'll try. All right, well, thank you, Ku, for hanging out with us again, and we'll probably talk to you next week.
Yep. Have it out of this. Thanks, love.
Thanks for calling me in, guys. I had fun.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that means that probably there are some more Radio Bugbear messages. Can you still hear me, Mr. Skullhead?
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you at all.
Is that a no?
That's not a no, it's just that I can't hear you.
Okay. Let's see.
Jesus. Lorelei Ann says, Ku and Mr. Skullhead should go out. But she's in Australia, I'm in Arizona, and I have a lovely and wonderful fiancé with whom I am completely infatuated. So my paddle belongs to everyone, my heart belongs to only one, and that's Jezza Fly. But anyhow...
Disco Bird says, is there any plan to add the radio outfit to trick-or-treating?
Yes.
Yes, there is. But the thing is, it's so rare. Although, I guess the Crimbo outfit is there. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see. Yes, there is. Vita Londra says, hey, when you have a custom avatar and equip an outfit, it never shows, at least for me. Is this on purpose? Well, it was not so much on purpose as not unexpected. I don't know the right way to handle that. I guess if a lot of people complain about it, then I will make it so your outfit avatar replaces your custom avatar, but I think a lot of people wouldn't want it to. I think they would just rather have people see the custom avatar all the time. The reason I did it that way is because the custom avatar code existed for the sake of Mr. Skullhead and I, and we wanted ours to be identifiable all the time, even when we were wearing a costume, because, you know, we would a lot of times just inappropriately wear ridiculous costumes for yiffing, or for testing things.
Yeah, for testing the yiffing feature, which we'll be adding soon.
Yeah. Let's see. Ashalon says, what do you think about Warehouse 23's wishing well? I think it is cool. Nipuck next says, the kingdom could use some soup for sending to players who are sick. I realize it's a stupid, silly thing, but there is no soup in the kingdom and no sex in the champagne room.
Awesome.
Actually, it says, and do sex in the champagne room, but I know it meant no. Let's see. Nicotoni says, supposedly a line doubler slash scan converter can convert S-video to component. The picture will look smoother, slightly brighter, and have no horizontal scan lines. And then he sends a link to something. It looks like...
That link is broken, though.
So, is it?
Yeah.
Spiced double X cider... which I prefer to triple X cider because it's just less messy, says, I don't think that you will be able to find an S-video to component video converter under $1,000. As far as I know, the technology exists. It's just expensive because of technical reasons. See, here's what I don't get. My television cost way less than $1,000, and yet my television is capable of not converting S-video to component, but converting both of them into, like, moving pictures on the magic screen.
Right.
So... it seems like there's got to be... I can't be the only person on Earth who wants this. Dan Aoshi says, are you going to implement more Shore rewards ever?
Yes.
Are we? Wait, I mean, do you mean more frequent traveler reward? Well, all right, in that we're not talking to Dana Aoshi. she's not going to actually... He or she is not going to be able to answer me. So if you mean frequent traveler rewards, then probably no, because then what happens to the people who already, you know, the way that's coded is really, really stupid, and so I would have to reset everybody's Shore account, which nobody wants. If you mean more stuff that happens to you at the Shore, then yes. Those zones will grow, and more zones will be put in there. Disco Bird says, why is the kingdom so full of loathing, as opposed to Brotherhood, Love, or Talismans of Bayo? Well, that's just the kind of kingdom it is. You know, if the kingdom was full of Talismans of Bayo, nobody would want the Talismans of Bayo because they wouldn't mean anything.
I would say that our player base is full of brotherhood, sisterhood, and love. It's just the kingdom itself is a harsh, cruel place, which is why, you know, we need to all stick together.
I wonder if Nightmare ever told Scott Bayo about the Talisman of Bayo. Because that'd really be kind of cool if Scott Baio played Kingdom of Loathing. Tudlow asks, are you still planning on removing the most meat wealthy players list from the Hall of Records? Yes, after a fashion. That's something that I'm going to be talking to Mr. Skullhead about very soon. Making the changes that we talked about to the Hall of Records in general. Hey, cool, an S video to... component converter. All right, I'm going to stop talking about that because that's nobody cares except me. Spate says, what's up with the clown gear? Was there once going to be a costume with it? Yes and no. So, both.
What, do you think we would just put something in there that wasn't finished and just leave it unfinished? You think that's what we're doing?
That doesn't sound like the kind of thing that we would do.
No, never. By the way, how's the Wand of Nagamar treating you?
It's pretty good. Yeah, that's got to be the oldest thing now. Yeah, what you guys have to realize, though, is that for the first, like, year of the game, the beanstalk was there and didn't go anywhere. So, I mean, this stuff does eventually get done. Dead air.
Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air.
What did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant? Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant.
I was afraid you were going to...
I learned that joke around the same time that I learned the joke, where does the Lone Ranger take his garbage?
To the dump, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump.
That's one of my favorite jokes.
Awesome. Are you guys going to do a Thanksgiving-themed show next Thursday? Are we going to do a show next Thursday?
Shit. I'm guessing no.
Yeah, I was thinking probably not either.
Because I'm going to be... I'm going to be where I'm pretty sure there is no broadband and where the streets have no names.
But does your horse?
The horse does have a name. They've done this really awesome thing here where, speaking of where the streets have no names, there used to be occasionally just these blank street signs. Not like street signs, but like the thing that the traffic light is on, you know, the big green signs here in Phoenix that say what street you're on. There were a bunch of places where there were just a blank green sign there, so I would always start singing where the streets have no names. Now they've replaced it with like a big blue sign that says don't drink and drive.
Nah.
Like that's going to do any good, because invariably when I see that, it's far, far too late.
I think there are road signs between Arizona and California about 250 miles outside of Phoenix, and certainly 100 miles from civilization, that say don't drink and drive. So if you've got that far, all you can do is stop and go, fuck, and just kind of wait in the desert until you're sober enough to drive.
All right, Dana O'Shea confirms that it is in fact Dana O'Shea, and it is a she, although if maybe O'Shea, O'SHEE. And she did mean frequent traveler rewards, and thanks us, so that was answered. Matrix Man says, on the avatar of the accordion thief, the body doesn't quite match up with the legs, causing it to look like a very small package. LOLs were massively shown.
LOLs were massively shown? What does that mean?
I was trying to figure it out, too. Let's see. Should we
take another call? I'm trying to find that picture. Why, certainly.
All right. Let's get Phil... inviting into conference, connecting. You know, the thing is, people don't get any warning when we're about to talk to them, because,
his Skype what? Name is E with audio D. That's classic.
What, seriously?
Yep.
There is somebody with a Skype name E with audio
Whoever
D?
You're connecting to right now is showing up as E with audio D.
Yeah, but that's that message, E with audio D, that Skype gives you.
No, but it says connecting underneath.
The actual name of the guy is Phil.
Instead
of ringing, it says...
Well, see, when it says ringing for you, it says connecting for me. I'm talking the dude's name.
Hello, Phil.
Phil, take the microphone out of your pants and talk to us.
Are you there, Phil?
Huh?
How's it going, Phil?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
What do you want to talk
about?
How
are you?
What would you like to talk about?
I just messaged you to tell you that I've got a mirror set up.
Oh.
I've got a mirror.
Well, crap. I wish I had heard that earlier. It's because I wasn't paying enough attention. Okay. Where is the mirror? Go ahead and say it out loud.
Okay, I'll just spell it out. http://yorkshires radio tdc.pls.
Awesome. What's the capacity on that?
I've got 25 listeners.
Max. Oh, right on. Well,
could you actually send that as a message to Radio Bugbear again? So we'll send it out over chat so people can see it. Because it, you kind of faded out for me when you were saying that. So, just to make sure.
Okay. Oh, did I? Yeah, I sent it to Radio Bugbear in-game.
Yeah.
And to Jake in Skype.
Awesome.
Thanks, Matt.
Wow. I didn't see the one that was sent to Radio Bugbear, though, apparently.
Check my outbox.
Well, anyway, thanks a lot for setting it up. Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Not that I can think of, really.
All right, man. Well, we'll get that sent out, and thanks again. Talk to you later.
Later, man. What else do
right.
we have free bug?
E with audio D, finally taken care of.
I swear that his Skype name shows up as E with audio D.
Huh, maybe it's changed.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Okay, wait, I see it. All right, E with audio D, that makes a lot more sense now as his name than some weird status message that Skype is giving. Nipuck next says, probably gets asked every week, but is there an actual king for this kingdom?
You'll see.
No. There's not. Cornock says, are you aware that KOL is also an acronym for a subsection of a certain ISP, and was/is this intentional? No, actually, we were here before they were. I haven't seen anything about it lately. I got kind of worried when that first came up because, you know, there's no way that we would win if they decided to do a sort of a copyright war. I think our one saving grace, though, is that it's never called KOL anywhere really officially. Yeah. I guess it sort of is, but we don't, you know, we couldn't get KOL.com, you know, and well, I wouldn't, I think. Only as a redirect would I set that up if I had access to it. But yeah, it was like some section of America Online called Kids Online. And the first time I saw a commercial for it, I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
But it didn't turn out to be a big deal.
Hey, Dire Sire asks, since you guys are singing, will you sing a duet for your loyal listeners?
I don't think that would work given the delay.
I think that would end up sounding pretty heinous.
All right. Let's try it, though. We'll just do the old tenor. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
I'm sorry.
You don't know how to do that, do you?
Where are you supposed to come in on that? And I haven't done it in, like, 20 years.
Okay, you're supposed to come in and say, row, row, row your boat, I think, as I say,
gently down the stream. Okay,
yeah.
We'll give it a shot, then.
All right. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. All right. See, this is just clearly not going to work, even a little bit.
No, because my brain is completely fried. I was like, do they say row, row, row your boat twice at the beginning of that song? And no, they don't. But this is why it was really frustrating for the person who was trying to record the songs that I recorded a while back and play occasionally on the radio, much to everyone's dismay. But... stick a mic in front of me. I couldn't remember the words to Mary Had a Little Lamb.
So,
moving on.
Also, were you confused as to whether I was singing or whether I was saying, row, row, row your boat?
Yeah.
And that I stutter, as you're pointing out.
Yeah, I thought that...
Fowland says, what does it mean when it says limit break? That means it's a bug and you should report it using the report bug feature as soon as possible. Actually, what it means is it's a Final Fantasy reference. I don't even really understand what it means because I didn't play enough Final Fantasy, but it's just something the Kokobo does every once in a while when it's over 20 pounds, maybe, or when it's over 10 pounds, when it's at 20 pounds. And it's just like occasionally double effectivenesses the
right.
effect. Starshen says, did you ever do anything about the / disappearing familiars? Yes. Yes, I did. I fixed it. I don't know if that's what you were hoping I would do about it, but that is what I did about it.
People are asking if there's going to be anything special for Thanksgiving, and you'll see. But yes.
And yes, yes.
And everyone who's not an American will wonder what we're doing, and everyone who's Canadian will wonder why we didn't do it a month ago. So, there we go.
Really?
There's a Canadian Thanksgiving that's a month ago?
It's their Thanksgiving falls on Columbus Day, oddly enough.
Wow.
Yep.
Crapstorm says, I want a gin and tonic. So do I.
Knock yourself out.
Please tell people to mute the radio when you talk to them. While it's funny to hear them confused and stupid, it's not very exciting.
Right.
Wow, okay. I was assuming that we would be able to hear it if they could hear it. That's weird. I mean, they're probably listening to long, long ago.
Rywanger asks, has either of you seen Cannibal the Musical? If so, Let's Build a Snowman. Yes, I saw it long ago, and before South Park, so... And it was hilarious, and then South Park came out, and they said, these are the Cannibal the Musical guys, instead of the other way around, and, yeah, it's hell of a good video, if you can track it down.
I got it on Netflix. I actually watched it a couple weeks ago. It was pretty good. It was, you know, I'm not that excited about musicals in general, But I did have the, I think I know exactly what I mean when I say it's a Shpadoinkle Day song stuck in my head forever. All right, so, Mr. Skullhead, Vita and Molly the Anarchist would like to come on Skype with us. How would you like that?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right. So, Vita is being invited to conference. Ringing. And it's still ringing.
Yo!
Yo, how's it going?
Yeah.
Vita and Molly the Anarchist.
What is this factory? Okay, what is this? I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hello.
Ooh, what is that? Ooh.
So how's it going tonight, girls?
It's alright.
Is there a lot of anarchy in the UK tonight?
I wouldn't know. I live in Washington. I don't live in the UK. Yeah.
Jake, we think Molly needs to get a KOL name.
Oh, yeah? Christ. I don't even want to spend more time on the internet, but it's so tempting.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because she walks down the streets and she sees KOL references and points them out to me.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It said KOL on a window of a Bartels in Seattle. I was like, And Amy took a picture, and it was good times.
Wow. Oh, right. Didn't you send me that?
No, I didn't get to send it to you because my phone is being retarded, but yeah.
Yeah,
oh, wait, you took a picture? You have one of those fancy camera phones?
It's not actually that fancy.
It's just kind of got a lens stuck in the back. Kind of like an afterthought, like a little matrix scarf. Maybe plug it in and put it in the program or something. I don't know.
Molly, by the way, schooled me in nerd lore at the Science Fiction Museum by knowing when I was unable to... recall what the TIE and TIE fighter stands for.
Oh, I know this one. I'm raising my hand right now. Who wants to hear it?
I understand.
Who wants to be educated? Who wants to be told right now?
So, Molly, what does the TIE and TIE fighter stand for?
Twin ion engine fagtards. Oh, God.
Awesome. And thank you for calling me a fagtard.
Thank you for adding fagtard to my vocabulary.
Such an anarchy thing to do.
I know. Look at this anarchy.
God.
Oh, that just made me think of Monica. Yeah.
Since we don't know who Monica is.
Well, she's the chick around Tacoma.
She
ran through the sprinklers at the park, screaming, "Look at this anarchy!" And then she got probably detention or something. I don't know.
Wait, how did she get detention at the park?
It's all dropped up in Washington.
Well, she was on a school trip, and the sprinklers went on, and she started running. No, she hasn't managed that one yet. She's managed to evade them.
Do they call it detention when it's been the police?
Well, actually, up until the 70s, you could be put in Raymond Hall, that being the juvenile jail around here, for not going to school, truancy laws, and also if your parents couldn't control you. They repealed those because lazy parents were just like, yeah, take my kid. Anyway.
That's okay. The kid's got to be better off in jail than with parents like that, right?
Totally. Right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But really, there shouldn't be any laws. Everything should be legal because anarchy is the best system ever.
We love you, Jake. Because there is no system, you see.
Exactly. Yes.
Euros and anarchy.
I'm learning so. I love euros. I'm learning so much in criminology, though. Even though I fell asleep today and I woke up because I was starting to snore and Jessica poked me, so I wouldn't disgrace myself.
Or something.
Story.
Yeah. Well, yeah. the speaker kind of pissed me off because I won't even get into that. That's all sorts of like, you have to know the
kids. I love how we get on here and we just start rambling because
we ramble like two rambling ramblers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, last time we were talking about the weather, which again was just really good radio.
Well, what's wrong with talking about why it's good to not be in Phoenix when it's 120 degrees?
It pissed rain last night.
Yeah.
The sky was peeing.
Yeah, see, you've done it again.
God damn you, small talk. We were getting into the greatly profound.
Is talking about the weather as boring as talking about the weather? Or do you think
it's
my brain.
It's meta boring.
Oh God,
see, right now you're talking about the weather, and that's just...
And what are you doing, Mr. Scala? We're going to get stuck in an infinite loop. It's like pointing a camera at a TV, which is, I'm sure, something that Vita's going to start doing as her films get more and more experimental.
Oh, God, Jake.
I'm trying to watch your films.
Invisible Monsters, the reality.
You've been trying to watch my films.
I've been trying to watch your films, and they're in some format that my computer doesn't understand.
Yeah,
I don't know
how
to play it.
Your are in the worst format. I can never
okay,
watch them.
Okay, what it is, if you want to make them work, if I can pit myself on your show for a minute, it's
Absolutely.
Hard productions and stuff. Right, okay. So, yeah, in case people don't know, I make short films, kind of, and I'm going to school for film stuff, and, I want to be a director. And
she's a PFPA.
Yeah, I want to do your documentary eventually, just so you know.
And you certainly shall. Just
awesome.
Like Hot Stuff will take pictures at my wedding.
Right. Okay, cool. So, all right. So, the way we did it was so that it's set up so it'll stream as an ASX file. The actual movie files are on PlayStream and not on the web server that the rest of the ASX files are on. But if you click them, you just have to have the most updated version of Windows Media Player.
Oh, okay.
And it'll work. So, hopefully.
So, is it facecardproductions.com?
Right.
Because I'm sure they're excellent, and I look forward to seeing them when I do. And now all of our listeners can see them too, and you'll be famous. You'll be famous before you even get out of high school.
Woo! I got like a gig of downloads last month for some reason. Just I think it's because I have it as my little signature, like
right.
Forums or something.
Yeah,
so.
And you being on the radio,
I
a lot of people
ask
are
you
looking
something.
At you.
Yeah, so I don't know, and it's just it's really weird, and now I'm probably gonna get like a 2 gigs of downloads or something. But I just finished up like this 20-minute documentary. That kicked my ass while editing it, but I finally got it done.
Is that the one that I was interviewed for?
Yeah, Molly's in it, so you guys.
So it's
in
a documentary about anarchy and gyros.
No,
it's not anarchy at all. It's about Sixth Avenue, and it's which is one of the cool streets in my town, the only cool streets.
Yeah, and it's not even that cool. It's like liquor store, fast food, liquor store, fast food, liquor store, Hell's Kitchen, record store, fast food, liquor store, mini market.
That sounds like the coolest street ever.
You should come hang out with us on Sixth Object.
Yeah, you should. The exploded airplane, November 26th. That's why I'm into comatose right now. So
oh, we also we stuck the KOL stickers you gave us. We stuck them on random phone booths, so now KOL really is anarchy.
Yeah, it really is.
Anarchy and public vandalism.
Excellent. Excellent.
Two of my hobbies.
Well, I think we're going to have to let you go, ladies, and probably answer a couple more Radio Bugbear messages before we head on out of here, because we too are a rambling couple of ramblers. But thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you again before
thanks
too
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, no problem. Right. I'll keep rocking in the free world for you guys.
I'll try and get her signed up.
Love
keep,
to both
keep on rocking on our behalves.
All right, we'll
bye
see you
guys
later. Thanks.
Bye. All right, bye.
They're good kids.
They certainly are. Let's see what the Radio Bugbear has to say. The Radio Bugbear doesn't ever say anything, really.
Equics asks, so why do months go by the fast moon? Why not 16-day months? I thought that the months went by a full cycle of both moons.
No.
No.
No, because a full cycle of both moons takes 16 days. Fowlon says, there are some people at my college that said you are a college student that has it paid for by your parents, and you have too much time on your hands in order to make a pointless game such as KOL. What should I do about this? You should beat them senseless with a big stick. I was in college when I started working on Kingdom of Loathing, but I was paying for it myself, and I still do. Well, really, you pay for it. But
yeah,
I do have too much time on my hands, but this game isn't any more or less pointless than anything else. My feelings are kind of hurt by those people. Maybe I'll take a picture of myself crying, and I'll tape it to a piece of paper and sign it with a splotch of my tears. And you can show it to them, and then they'll feel like assholes, and maybe they'll commit suicide.
Yeah.
Baney Boy says communism is better than anarchy because Baney Boy just keeps talking about communism. Belgarion says, I have a gin and tonic. It's tasty. Bombay Sapphire and all that. You know, I actually prefer the regular Bombay to Bombay Sapphire. Bombay Sapphire, I don't like in martinis so much. Regular Bombay, hey, that's what I make my martinis out of.
Okay, that's funny. Rywanner says, is the last part of the show worse because you don't care so much or because you get tired of sitting down? Do we go on a steady downward slope through the entire thing? I don't know. The show is dictated by the people who come on it, you know? The questions we get asked. So we can't really say that it's better or worse because of us. Jeez.
I got to say, though, I feel like, and I think this is just because, you know, I tend to look in the mirror while I masturbate. I think the show does go a little bit better when we're not taking calls, just because there's a little less awkwardness.
Yeah.
The delays in talking to people just cause weirdness, and the fact that, you know, to a certain extent, people tend to be unfamiliar with Skype when they first get hooked up, and then there's the whole, like, being excited to be on aspect, and so yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the reason the beginning part of the show is a lot more informative and a lot, I guess, better as shows go is because we're just answering questions from people who aren't just responding to things that we've already said,
right,
and making jokes. But also, go to hell.
Yeah. There was a question in here. Oh, Lorelai Ann says, I'm wondering whether or not to use 5 Mysteries to get a custom avatar. Do you think I should? Yes, you should.
It depends on whether you'd rather have a custom avatar or 5 Mystery accessories.
Yeah, I think if you would rather have a custom avatar, then you should get one. But if you would rather have 5 Mystery accessories, you shouldn't. I think that's the best advice we can give you.
Speaking of being tired of sitting down, though, my ass does kind of hurt. But that's just because Mr. Skullhead was in town a couple days ago.
And because I sit in front of the mic so much that my ass chaps. Oh, by the way, Jick, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she said thank you to you, by the way. And she said that she wanted to figure out how to listen in so she could listen to our show. And I had to tactfully say that would probably be the worst idea ever. Just because there's no way I can go 2 hours without swearing.
Right. And there's no way that I can go 2 hours without mentioning having had sex with your mom recently.
Right.
Yeah, let's hope that didn't happen, really. And if so, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Skullhead.
Mrs. Skullhead.
That's funny, because your mom is also your wife. I mean, figuratively, at least. Oh, in the biblical sense.
Radio Bugbear has stopped getting messages. Do we have a backlog we can have a look at for these last 7 minutes?
I'm getting messages.
I don't have anything new in here.
Captain Capitalism says, lightning round, Mr. or Mrs. A. Miss A. Okay, so here. All right, I'm not going to tell about the mirror now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you catch the last 6 minutes of 120 minutes of angst with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. Now, we've already used angst. You wouldn't think that I'd be the kind of person who would have trouble coming up with a random noun, but I very much am the kind of person who, when I suddenly say to myself, come up with a random noun, I can't do it. Yeah. Mad Chow says, are you well off in relation to keeping the game free? What would have to happen to make it a pay site? Hell would have to freeze over. I don't know if that's really, it might be a little too strong, but yeah, we're fine keeping the game going the way it is. It's working out wonderfully for everyone involved, staying free, and I can't imagine anything happening short of people not wanting to support the site and people not wanting Mr. Accessories anymore that would cause me to have to charge for the game, because I just really don't want to, and I won't put ads on it. And I won't charge for it, so yeah, we're in good shape as far as that goes. Thank you, everyone, for allowing all this to be possible.
By the way,
everyone who donated, that is, those of you who hadn't, thank you for playing and allowing a community to exist to draw in the people who do donate.
Right on.
See, we love everybody.
We do. We love every single one of you. Some people have mentioned that they're getting pop-up ads. when they're on the site, and that has, just for informative purposes, that has nothing to do with our site. We don't have any pop-up ads coming from our server, coming from our site. There are programs that can get embedded in Internet Explorer when you go to certain other websites that will kind of sit on your computer and serve up pop-ups no matter where you go. So don't use Internet Explorer, and that won't happen. But if you must use Internet Explorer, go download something like AdAware or what's the other one? SpyBot? Which will clean that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always used AdAware. Although I haven't run AdAware in a long time, and I've pretty much found that by not downloading pirate software or getting porn off the web or randomly following Google links that look like they're probably made by a retard, and not just blatantly answering yes and blindly clicking OK to every dialogue that pops up, you really don't get a lot of spyware.
Yeah.
But if you're getting pop-ups from Kingdom of Loathing, it's because some bastard has installed something on your computer with your permission, and you're going to get pop-ups no matter where you go. Because we ain't got no pop-ups. Dana Oshie says, how often is trick-or-treating going to happen? What is it? Every...
96 days.
96 days? All right. Every 96 days. So 96 days from yesterday, trick-or-treating will happen again. Whiskey Jack says, I have to say the spectral pickle looks like an old man's penis, and that scares me. How do you know what an old man's penis looks like, Whiskey Jack?
That scares me. Damn it.
There we go again. On our collective own.
Right.
Let's see. Tech Smurf. Where do you see the game in 2 years? 609 raised to pi. I don't know. Where do you see the game in 2 years, Mr. Skullhead?
In 2 years, I don't know. In 6 years, I'm thinking fully immersive virtual reality stick figures.
Yeah, because that's exactly the direction we want to go with this, is to increase the system requirements with every successive patch.
Right.
Equix says, just use the cone of whatever script for random nouns. Well... I don't know. 120 minutes of corn with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. 120 minutes of gravy with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I like using the cone of whatever just for the cone of whatever. Sir Tubby says, hey, why don't you have 5 hours with Jick and Mr. Skullhead? Well, according to that person who said the show gets worse as it goes on, the fourth hour would just be like animal noises and Mr. Skullhead farting. And then the fifth hour, we wouldn't even be able to make animal noises or fart anymore. We'd just be laying on the floor with the microphone.
Ooh, are you planning on doing anything with the hidden temple in the distant woods?
Ooh.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we certainly are. What we're planning on doing is having Mr. Skullhead write a bunch of really cool content and then me just sit on it for months and not actually code it. Hipcat Jack says, is it true about the herb brownies in the 420 trophy? I would imagine that you will probably find out whether or not that's true in a few days. Spybot S&D, safer-networking.org, says Manolub, or use one of the shells that sort of fix IE, or just use anything else, enough said. Mr. Skullhead and I get into this sometimes. I like Internet Explorer. I feel that Internet Explorer won the browser wars.
But not by virtue of providing a better product.
Well,
simply by virtue of being a bigger company with better marketing.
Well, they provided a better product than the version of Netscape that was out when Internet Explorer 4 came out.
See, Netscape started to suck when they started trying to resemble Internet Explorer. I really liked the way that the old Netscape was set up. But they had one release that just changed it completely to look like Internet Explorer, and that was a big mistake, because you can't be Internet Explorer more than Internet Explorer can.
A xenophobe in chat the other day said it best when there was something we couldn't look at in Internet Explorer. What looked like it was pretty impressive. It looked like some site that gathered data for the average stat gains and average turn gains from food and drinks and stuff, but it just won't load for me in IE6, wouldn't load for Xenophobe in IE6. And he said, well, looks like I'm just going to have to bear down and wait 5 minutes for Firefox to start up, which is exactly what happens when you try to start Mozilla or Firefox.
Jesus, really?
Or anything other than Internet Explorer. It just takes for goddamn ever comparatively to load.
And starts
and that's
immediately.
That's why I like Internet Explorer.
And it was a 5 meg download instead of 80. But, you know, hey, we get into that shit. But it is time for me at least to go, which means it's kind of time for Jick to go because I'm the one broadcasting.
Indeed.
So, we will.
All right, everybody. It's been fun.
We're going to take next Thursday off, but we will see you 2 weeks from now at the same time. And maybe it won't, you know, maybe both hours will be good next time. We'll reach for that goal. Or maybe both hours will suck. At least that way we won't start sucking in our second hour.
Until then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for your toes.
All right. Keep your head on the toilet and your whatever. Here's some MC Frontalot. Artsy Chicks up next. Later, y'all.